Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Amanda Turner and Moro Paletti have two nice horses going around today. Warwick Farm. Morning, Mandy.
How are you?
I'm good. Now, he's super lucky. This horse looks as though it's got a fair bit of promise. Nice three-year-old. He's had the three runs and barring the 60 kegs at his second run, he could nearly be close to unbeaten.
Yes. Just a shame that he's a very small horse, but, you know, he's quite a strong, tough horse, so that sort of stands in good stead too. But He does well in the stable. He's a good eater and a good doer, and he's just a happy horse.
The good thing about him is he's getting home in his races. He settled back a bit the other day in the Kento meeting.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried there, and I thought, oh, he managed to overcome it fine, thank goodness. But I was a little bit worried. I don't think Peter was. I think he said he had a lot of horse underneath him, you know.
Well, again, he carried a bit of weight, 59.5 today. What are your thoughts on his form today, his chances?
Well, I sort of thought that I sort of need another week up my sleeve. But then, you know, just let him tell you how he is each day. Mm. And, you know, he's just been, you know, improving every day and eating better and better and better, and took a blood off him, and his blood's very good. And you know, they just tell you how they are, really. And he's really happy and well. He looks great in the coat, and I sort of can't fault him, but it's just I would love some rain, that's all for him.
Mm. Does he jar up at all, or does he just prefer the sting out of the ground?
I think he just prefers the sting out of the ground, you know. I can't wait to see him on, say, a 6 or a 7 even, you know. Mm.
Just get his toe into it a bit.
Yep. Now, I bet he's, as I said, he's a very happy horse.
All right. Now, All In Rhythm's an interesting runner. He's a 5-year-old. He's only had the 17 starts, but of late he's sort of had freshen ups between runs. Has that been by design, or has it just been the way races have been for him?
No, because it's odd. Because all of a sudden he'll have a bad blood, which no one can work out why. Mm. He has a very low red cell picture, and then you pick him up and then he comes good again, and then his blood's really, really good. But at the moment his blood's very good, but we just don't know why he's just not racing as well as he should be. But I've taken the lugging bit off and just put a D-bit really in his mouth, but it's quite a fat one, and he quite likes it. And I'm just hoping just some simple little thing like that just might sort of hopefully him want to actually win a race again, because he's so frustrating. He gallops, you know, as I said, like a group horse. If you saw him gallop, you'd say, wow, this is a pretty exciting horse. And he goes to the races and just doesn't race as well as he's galloping, you know. So we tried everything, freshening him up, tried everything, but just hoping today he wants to just, you know, actually try.
Well, and it's interesting because he's got ability. Obviously, he's got plenty of ability because he's won 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just a very frustrating horse. You know, we've done a lot of different things with him and tried a few different gear changes and stuff like that, and we just, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything that's making any difference. Mm. It's just the way he is. And to look at him in the box, you'd say, wow, he looks the best in the stable, you know, but I just hope today he actually wants to do it.
It's almost like a contradiction in a way when he's looking so well and works well and then his blood's off, isn't it?
Well, at the moment his blood is very, very good. That's what I mean. You've got no excuse not to run him, if you know what I mean. Mm. He's well enough to go to the races and home track, and I just hope he actually puts in.
If only he could be a mind reader, Mandy. I think that's the problem, isn't it?
I know. You know, and it's just a shame, because when you see him work at home, it's disappointing when you go to the races and they do that, you know.
Yeah, so today it's just a case of cross the fingers and hope that he turns up.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you know, you couldn't fault him. He's eating well, everything's right, and for the even the red cell picture's great on his blood. Mm. Everything's great. Like, you can't fault him in any way.
Well, good
it's
luck.
It's all in his head.
I know. See, he's a male, that's why.
I don't know about that.
Well, good luck today with him. And good luck with Super Easy. He looks like a really promising horse.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, today's like another sort of stepping stone race for better races. And, like, I'm not going there expecting him to win. I just hope that he can do everything right and things go according to plan. And Peter will just ride him wherever he's happy and just hope that things come off. And if they don't, well, then so be it. But he's as well as we can get him going into this, and he's, you know, he's jumping out of his skin. He worked this morning. He's just happy. He's a very happy horse.
Yeah, happy horses usually race well too, don't they?
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, but it'd be lovely if he had a shower, but I don't think that's going to happen through the day.
Get him to have a yarn to All In Rhythm.
Yes, yeah, I know, yeah.
Box him side by side and let him have a chat anyway.
Maybe not. No, maybe not. He might teach the other one some bad habits.
That's the problem. I just thought of that. He sounds like he's too cunning, All In Rhythm. Anyway.
Yes, yeah.
All right, good luck this afternoon, Mandy. Good to catch up.